Welcome to Quick Brain, bite-sized brain hacks for busy people who want to learn faster and achieve more. I'm your coach, Jim Quick.
Free your mind.
Let's imagine if we could access 100% of our brain's capacity.
I wasn't high, wasn't wired, just clear. I knew what I needed to do and how to do it.
I know Kung Fu.
Show me.
Welcome back, Quick Brains. So how do you achieve happiness in 5 minutes? I know this is going to be an extremely popular episode, and I'm excited about this conversation because I'm here with my friends, the icons, Mimi and Alex, the creators of the 5-Minute Journal, which I've been talking about for years. I think I've gifted this journal more than anything else I've gifted. I think this has been the most. I was recently on your show, and so much love in that community. And congratulations on your podcast. And it's doing so well. And thank you for having me. So I wanted to switch roles and have a conversation with you because in my morning routine, I talk about journaling and the power of journaling to bring joy and gratitude and happiness and focus into your life as something that's very practical. And the two of you, more than anyone I know, have really pioneered and made it really easily accessible to everybody. And so how did that happen? And let's talk about this process.
Sure. Thank you so much, Jim, for having us. It's a pleasure. And thank you for anybody listening that wants to create this habit in their lives. And as you talk about, your morning is one of the most important times of your day to set the overall mood for your day. And for us, how this really idea of journaling came about, with one of our friends and co-founders as well, UJ, he used to have this crazy journaling technique. So me and him were friends, and he would journal for like an hour to 2 hours a day. And it was very effective. However, I said, I'm not going to journal for 1 to 2 hours a day or do morning pages or do any of this stuff. And in reality, like most of you listening right now, I got like 5 minutes. So what can we do with 5 minutes to really help us kind of hack it or get the same effectiveness as if you do something for an hour or 2 hours? Because there's all these studies and research done of how journaling can do so much for you, for your well-being and everything else. Our goal was really, how do we create something that is truly the simplest, most effective thing you can do in your day? That it's like brushing your teeth. It takes you 5 minutes, or even for some people, it takes 2.5 minutes in the morning, 2.5 minutes at night, and it really gets it done. Because for all of you listening, we don't have hours. Maybe we have 5 minutes, and I think we all have 5 minutes a day to spare to truly change your life. So the idea really came about just with this idea: how do we create something that's really simple and effective? And the book that really inspired our journey on this was called Happiness Advantage by Sean Aker. He has a great TED Talk about happiness, and he's also used to be a Harvard TA for one of the most popular Harvard courses on happiness. So in Happiness Advantage, the book really went over actual research and studies that have been done to what you can do to increase your happiness. And of course, things like gratitude came up. And this is why we start the 5-Minute Journal with three simple things. It's a question just, I'm grateful for, and you list three things that you're grateful for. And the reason that question is there is that gratitude as a state can really transform your life. And for me personally, how my journey began, because you know, Mimi and I have other successful businesses that we created beyond just the 5-Minute Journal or the company Intelligent Change. And the reason we created the life that we were able to create was simply because of the practice of gratitude. So before we even created the 5-Minute Journal, one of the habits I've instilled in myself was, as soon as I woke up in the morning, I would just think one thing that I'm grateful for. And for anybody really listening right now, even beyond the 5-Minute Journal or doing any practice, create a habit that when you wake up, your first thought is, what are you grateful for? And that as an exercise can really take you and transform you out of a dark place or any place really towards getting to the place where you want to be in life. Because without gratitude, even if you're a billionaire or super successful, powerful person, if you're not grateful, you won't be able to actually enjoy the fruits of your labor that you worked so hard in your life. And as you know, Jim, like anything, our brain is a muscle. We have to use it. So to get that gratitude part of you fired up and actually truly get that feeling, you have to practice it. So then the next question that follows up is, what would make today great? And you list three things. And same thing, the reason that question is really there is you're really honing and anchoring and really laser focusing your brain on what you want to expect out of the day. What will you do to make the day great? So it's not something like, hey, I live in London and it's going to be sunny today, but more it's like, what are you going to do as a person to truly transform the day and make this day great for yourself? And the last question from the morning portion is your daily affirmation. So you just do one line, just reaffirming to yourself of who you are, who you want to become. So I really just want to quickly take everybody through the morning questions is to really allow you. You can do this yourself. You don't need even the 5-minute journal. You can take out any dollar notebook and do this because we truly believe in the transformative power of this. And the reason we share it on our website, like I said, beyond even you having to buy it, is that if people can share this information, use it, we can truly create a better world.
I think when it comes to journaling in general, it can be so overwhelming to have a blank notebook and write something in it. And again, that was part of the reason why we created the 5-minute journal for a person like myself who really feels very uncomfortable with just blank page. It's so much easier when you have some structure to what you're going to be journaling. Of course, there's two types of journaling. One is just creative expression where you just flow, and 5-minute journal falls in the other category where it's like an exercise. And when you do it daily, you see phenomenal and transformational changes in your brain. The reason I say this is because I'm somebody who's done this for years now. And you truly see a difference when you practice this for a few months. Like, of course, after a few weeks, maybe you'll see some difference, but to truly live and breathe gratitude and get to that place of joy, the consistency is the most important thing. Just like with exercise, just like with eating healthy and anything else in life, it's got to be something that you do every single day. And because it's so easy and it just takes 5 minutes a day, really, nobody has an excuse. So Alex already covered the morning portion. The evening portion is basically just reflecting on your day and looking at some amazing things that happened on that day. And every single day, there's something. Even if it's just something small, like you shared a nice experience with your spouse or maybe a friend or somebody said something nice to you at work. Any tiny little thing that you can pinpoint that made your day a little extra special. Because what happens at the end of the day when we get home, we're usually thinking of all the things we didn't do or that went wrong. And it's just so important to retrain our brain and actually focus on the positive, because there's always something positive that happened. And it makes a world of a difference when we do that. And Alex and I actually do this together. So if you're in a relationship, or even if you're not, you could do this with a friend or a sister or a brother or your parent. It's such a nice thing to share with another human being, I think. So we do this together at the end of the night. We just say, like, what are three amazing things that happened today? And Alex will share his and I'll share mine. And then, you know, you write it in your journal as well, or you can get an app. Although I do prefer just writing it down. I think there's something really powerful with putting things out on paper. And then we finish the whole experience of the 5-minute journaling with how could you have made today better? And although it might sound like a negative question, in reality, what you want to see are some habits and things that you do every day that are really not serving you. So, for example, something that Alex and I struggle with is going to bed late. And how you write in that last section is you actually write it as if you're doing it. So for example, if our challenge is going to bed late, I write, I go to bed at 10 p.m., whatever desired time is. For us, it's 10 p.m. ideally. So I write as if I'm already doing it. I go to bed at 10 p.m. every day. And then you could write different things every day if you want to. But if you write the same thing every day, you realize, here's something I need to work on. Or maybe for you, it's like go to the gym or just do some sort of exercise or eat healthy, but you can always see an area of improvement in your life, but then you write it in a positive form, which sort of, again, creates that opportunity for you not to look at it as a problem, but an area of improvement, and then look for solutions how you can get there. And that's really it. It's so easy and simple that anyone can do it today.
Sometimes people feel like success has to be complex. And it has to be difficult. And when we're talking about learning new things, I think you're absolutely right. It's consistency. And, you know, maybe if somebody is persistent, they could attain something, but if they're consistent, they could keep that result. And it's really hard for someone to be consistent if it requires so much work, because they might be able to do it for a little bit, but then they're using their willpower. But everybody has 5 minutes to do this. So whether or not it's your journal or if it's a piece of paper, now the important principle is that they're writing it down, right? Where's the magic in writing it down?
The magic really, it goes for, I think when you put something on paper, it really puts things in your subconscious. And one of the reasons why we recommend for people to do it first thing in the morning and last thing before you go to sleep is because you're in a different type of state for your brainwaves to allow for the information to be able to sink in deeper and to help you build better habits. So this is one of the reasons why in terms of having this practice of writing these things down, they really become an anchor in your mind to where to focus on as you go throughout the day. You just keep heading towards the direction where you want to go, because it's kind of like a GPS. If you're not telling your brain what you want to do or what you want to experience, well, your brain's going to take you to random places that you experience through media or negativity that exists in the world. This is why we believe this tool, really, or these types of questions, we call it the toothbrush for your mind. Really a way to refresh your mind every morning and every night to really help you just have a more refreshed, positive mindset on a daily basis. And, you know, some people say like, oh, I just do this and I just stop. Well, I'm not so positive. Well, the thing is the same thing. It's like, do you stop brushing your teeth? And I think that is this really a test to everything that you talk about, is that in order for us to really be healthy and fit, we have to exercise regularly. We have to exercise our minds, and we have to also exercise our gratitude, our mindfulness. These are all things that we have to do on a daily basis to really help us achieve a better life.
It's like good mental hygiene. I like that when you're saying that you wouldn't leave your home without brushing your teeth, you do it for yourself because you don't want to deal with it. But you also, it's nice when you're dealing with other people so they don't have to deal with it also.
Absolutely. And like Alex said, it's so important to actually do it first thing in the morning and right before you go to sleep, because that is that twilight zone where like you're not here, but you're not there. You're like in that dream zone. And it allows you to actually reprogram your subconscious mind, which is really hard to do. And create the new brain pathways and become a better you. And it all starts from within. You cannot do that on the outside. You have to actually do the work. And truly, if you do this for a year, you see such tremendous mental change in a positive way.
I like that. We did an episode on gratitude for Thanksgiving and talked about how gratitude rewires your brain for positivity and peacefulness and performance. And it's also what you appreciates. And it's different than just saying it to yourself, but actually writing it down, taking something that's invisible inside your heart or in your mind, and then putting it on a piece of paper and it becomes tangible. Do the two of you ever go back and reflect on previous journal pages, like from previous days or earlier?
You know, it's funny you ask. We haven't really, but I remember clearly what I put in. Again, I'm somebody who practices presence a lot. So I'm very conscious about everything I say or everything I put down on paper even. So a lot of times in that morning section with Alex, one of the things that you're grateful for, we would actually rewrite things that we're not currently have or experience, but things that we want to manifest in our lives. So this is another tip for that morning portion. For example, we were looking for our dream flat in London and we knew exactly what we were looking for. And every morning for months, we would say, we live in this flat and this is what it looks like. This is the exact square. We knew exactly where we wanted to be. And it's on this floor and these are the floors and it's like this and like that, the kitchen like that, the layout is like that. We would be so specific. And I know there's not a lot of room to write that, but we like made it like the writing very small to put all the important things. You have to have a clear vision. Otherwise, how are you going to get there? And now we live there. And it's just one of the examples, but there's so many. So yes, absolutely. I reflect on it and I'm amazed by the fact that if you use this, it's a powerful tool to manifest reality that you want to.
And to note that to anybody listening, is that hack that Mimi really talked about is actually being grateful for things before you even have them in your life. And that is using that power of gratitude towards whether it be a relationship or
state of mind. Like maybe you want to be more confident or more peaceful or whatever, you know?
So you may be not confident, but you say, hey, I'm grateful for feeling confidence in myself. And it's a reaffirmation that you have to, on a daily basis. And whatever you keep inputting into your mind, you will slowly manifest it and create a reality. And Mimi and I are a true testament in regards to that. Everything we have in our life is because we're grateful for it. And it really also allows you to enjoy the things you have a lot more.
Yeah, the morning portion also has the affirmation part, which is very powerful. So you pick three things that you want to reaffirm to say to yourself, and it could change every day, or it could be consistently the same thing. For me, it's the same thing every single day. And that can be also very powerful.
Outstanding, outstanding. So that's actually everyone's challenge who's listening to this right now, because it pulls together so many principles of success. You know, in terms of writing things down, in terms of clarity, in terms of rewiring your brain for positivity, in terms of the power of gratitude and having a vision for your life also as well. And the brainwave states, you know, doing it first thing in the morning and then at night also as well. And everyone, again, it's so doable because everybody has a few minutes to do this. So my challenge for everybody doing this is to step up, that even if you haven't been journaling consistently, today's a fresh day. And we could do this. And I would challenge everybody to take a screenshot of this episode, tag the three of us, and actually just say, let's do this. You know what I mean? People declaring that they're going to step up today publicly, that they're going to recommit maybe to journaling. How do people find you? What were your social medias? And I'll put all this obviously in our show notes also as well.
Yeah, you can find Mimi on at Mimi Icon. So M-I-M-I-I-K-O-N-N. And I'm just at Alex Icon. So A-L-E-X-I-K-O-N-N. Same on YouTube, Instagram. And as well, you can tune into our podcast on the Icons. And of course, with the Intelligent Change, our company that produces the 5-Minute Journal, you can follow us at the 5-Minute Journal or Intelligent Change. We also have a product on productivity. So just all over the web, however you find this. But the most important thing, as Jim said, is however you can recommit and do a journaling practice, you can use this format, these questions, to really empower yourself and change it. The 5-Minute Journal has sold now over 500,000 copies around the world. I think you can go through on Amazon and anywhere else to really check out the true life-changing things that people have created in their lives by creating this habit in their life. And it's simply because they are doing the practice themselves, and it just helps them reaffirm things in their lives.
I love that. Because what you write down matters, especially for your gray matter also as well. I'll be sure to put the links to your podcast, which I highly recommend, and certainly to the journal and all your socials in our show notes. Alex, Mimi, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you for having us.
Want to double your brain speed and memory power? If you'd like to learn rapidly and get ahead faster, I'd like to give you my brand new Quick Brain Accelerator program. You will discover exactly what I teach my clients to learn, read, and remember anything in half the time. There is no charge. It's my gift to you for being one of our subscribers. That's kwikbrain.com. Growing up struggling with learning challenges from a childhood brain injury, it's been my life's mission to help you have your very best brain so you can win more every single day. Now, want more Quick Brain? Here are four ways to fast track your results and lock in what you just learned into your long-term memory. Remember FAST, F-A-S-T. The F stands for Facebook. You're not alone on this journey. I invite you to join our free private online group. There you can connect with me, your fellow brain lovers, links to resources, and even submit your questions for me to answer in future episodes. Go to quickbrain.com. That's K-W-I-K-brain.com. The A stands for apply. Act on what you learned today. Remember, knowledge is not power, it's potential power. It only becomes power when you use it. So use what you just learned. The S stands for subscribe. Don't miss the next episode and other free brain training. And finally, the T stands for teach. You want to learn faster now? The key is to lock it in right away by teaching it to someone else. When you teach something, you get to learn it twice. Here's a simple way to do that. Leave a review on iTunes. Leave a review with your biggest takeaway from this episode. You could also post and share this podcast on your social media. It helps us spread our mission of building better, brighter brains. And of course, tag us so our team can properly thank you. Hashtag QuickBrain, K-W-I-K brain. Mine is at Jim Quick, K-W-I-K, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So, what does FAST stand for? Facebook, apply, subscribe, teach. I'll see you in our next episode of Quick Brain. Until then, remember, you are faster and smarter than you think.